Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on a message I've been sharing on El Shaddai. Yesterday, if you were able to hear the broadcast, in Genesis 17:1, it said, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. And in Hebrew, that word for God Almighty is El Shaddai, which means basically the many-breasted one, the God of power, but it's not violence or force, but a bounty and abundance. And as we begin today, I'd like to share a passage of scripture found in the book of Revelation, the first chapter. We find John receiving a vision, and the one in the vision speaks to John. And let me share that, verses 10 through 18. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. In verse 17 it says, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus is saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And notice, he's clothed down to the feet with a garment, and this represents, if you will, to us, his care for the whole of man, our entire physical being, as well, of course, as our spiritual, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He is girt about the paps of the breast with a golden girdle, and the paps, that word used in the King James, means breasts. And again, we see symbolically the reality of what El Shaddai is to us, that long flowing garment, the golden girdle about his breast. It symbolizes his heart love for us and the testimony that he is our nourisher, the one who will feed us from the very breast of God. El Shaddai, the bounty, the abundance that God has for us, all that is represented in that name. Remember, John, when Jesus was still alive in the flesh, he would lean upon the breast of Jesus, representing the comfort, the special friendship, the intimacy he shared with the Lord. And this wonderful word, El Shaddai, one of the names, the covenant names of God, is the one who is the pour forth, if you will, who pours himself out for each one of us, his beloved children, if we will but let him. Realize that as he walked this earth, he emptied himself of the glories of heaven, and he humbled himself to become as man, and he poured out himself while he walked about doing good, fulfilling the ministry his Father had given him, and he poured out his very lifeblood for us on the cross, that we could be his, that whomsoever would accept him and believe him would become a child of God. And he gave his lifeblood on Calvary, but now he sheds forth his Spirit and declares, "Come and drink freely of the waters of life." In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, the word of the Lord calls out and says, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which is not, which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Hallelujah. God is giving an invitation to his people to come and experience his abundance, his plenty, the things that we have need of. So often we spend our time, our energies, and things that don't profit. They don't satisfy the heart and the soul of men. But the Lord is saying in that passage, if you're thirsty, there are living waters I have for you to drink. And if you're hungry and you desire sustenance, come and you can buy wine and milk without money and without price. It's simply asking El Shaddai, God Almighty, for all that we have need of. When Abram received the revelation of El Shaddai, or God Almighty, he who was speaking to him, he didn't know Jehovah in the covenant sense. Abram had been the heir of promise a long time. He was still without child. Remember that? God promised a son from his own loins. The Lord had promised to bless him and give him a son for an inheritance. It would be, as it were, a seed, which would be as the sands of the seashore for multitudes. In him shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What an amazing promise to receive from a father, a man of God who was childless. But what happened? They waited, and after a while, Abram got impatient with waiting and attempted to bring about this blessing in his own might and power. And so he agreed with Sarah's suggestion. He had a bondwoman by the name of Hagar, and so Sarah, his wife, gave her to Abram so that he could have an heir. But what God had promised to Abram was not to be brought about by his own ability or strength. And that's something we need to remember. The things that God has promised us, it can't be by our own ability, our own resources, our own strength, our own inventions, but it has to be our provision to come from El Shaddai, just as it did for Abram. Then God gives him a revelation of El Shaddai, God Almighty, when he was 99. Then, the moment that Abram receives the revelation of El Shaddai, God does something else in his life. He gets a name change. He puts something into him, into Abram, that changes him from Abram to Abraham at once. He becomes the father of multitudes. And so the Lord yields to God Almighty, to El Shaddai, in everything. First, what does he do when God commands the act of circumcision? He obeys him in that outward act of circumcision, which figures of self-judgment, if you will, and of perfect surrender, which testified that his hope was not in the flesh or in its energies or in its machinations, but only in the blessed giver of himself, of El Shaddai. Just as Jehovah revealed himself to Abraham as El Shaddai and poured himself into him, this is the same lesson brothers and sisters, that we need to learn. God wants us to be, as it were, spiritual Abrahams. We're his children. He's the father of the faithful. He is our spiritual father, if you will. And he brought forth a multitude of Jew and Gentile. We need to learn that very same lesson that he learned. He learned from El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the pour forth of his own spirit. And we must receive that spirit. Remember, that's what Jesus said. I'm going to the Father, and I'm sending the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. And we must give up ourselves, if you will, in all things. And through his spirit, as we are emptied of all self-will and all self-determination to do our own thing, even as Abraham, you know, he tried with Hagar. Well, that wasn't God's plan. But we will, as he did, experience and know El Shaddai for who he really is. Beloved, it is a process. It's a walk of faith. And, of course, Abraham believed God, right? And it was counted to him for righteousness. The same is true for us. We shall believe God, and it shall be counted to us for righteousness, that we are children of faith, children of Abraham. He is our father, and as he experienced the provision and the bounty and abundance of God, so can we through the faith that God has placed within us, the faith of God. Even that is not of ourselves, but it is a gift of God. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing to be able to share God's word with you. And I pray that we all will experience that abundant life. How can we experience the abundant life that Jesus talked about? While we do that by experiencing El Shaddai, the abundance and the bounty of the Almighty God, the El Shaddai that we serve. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information if you choose the convenience of email. If you'd like a personal response, please share your mailing address, although I will confirm receipt and pray for you. Thank you for joining me. I love you. Pray for you every day, my partners, as well as my radio family. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.